Hello and welcome to Trust God. Our articles pertain to God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and in some cases, what's going on in the present time and what to watch for. We have a religious forum where you can post threads if you have something that you would like to share or maybe a question to ask. There is also a place where you can post a prayer request. We have audio versions of almost all of our articles, and we are currently converting them into podcasts so that you can download them. The articles have a link at the beginning for the audio version and a podcast category in our article category section. In these days, things are going to get tough for many. There are going to be hardships that we are going to have to endure. Things are going to happen that man has never seen before in all the ages. We have to prepare ourselves for these times that are coming soon and trust God. What is nice to know is that as long as we are right with God and that we trust God, we can make it through any hardship that comes our way. It's all about faith and believing that God will protect us and be there for us. Jesus tells us in John 14, verse 1, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God still, and trust in me." To believe in God and Jesus, we have to prove that we do. The way that we can connect with God is by being baptized with the Holy Spirit. And this all begins with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was sent here by God to start a ministry of truth. He preached the Word of God, and He is the Word of God. Jesus was also sent here to fulfill a new covenant between God and man. Jesus was the sacrifice that makes it possible for us to return back to God and to achieve a spiritual union with Him once again. Who is God? He is pure love. It all begins by asking Jesus to come into your heart. Then, as Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, "If anyone wants to be a follower of mine, let him renounce himself and take up his cross and follow me." Also, as Jesus says in John 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." In order for us to make our way back to God, we had to build that one-on-one relationship with Jesus. We need to follow Jesus and not man. Jesus is truth, and He will teach us truth. He will show us what we need to do to overcome our corrupt flesh and purify ourselves. We need to be willing to travel this road with Him at all cost, without worries, fears, and doubts. Our faith must be strong and unwavering, no looking to the right or to the left. We must set our sight on Jesus and be guided by Him, not by man. If you wish to know truth, then you can find it through Jesus Christ. He will teach you truth and give you confirmations after confirmations that He is the way, the truth, and the life. Once you have reached a point in your journey with Jesus, He will, as He says in John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, "I shall ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to be with you forever, that Spirit of truth, whom the world can never receive, since it neither sees nor knows Him. but you know him because he is with you. He is in you. This is why it is so important to give up this passing world and make that connection with Jesus. He will lead you back to God, our Father. You will receive peace, true happiness, not the temporary happiness that this world offers us, an eternal, everlasting life with God. God will reveal himself to you. You will understand what is truth and what is not truth. I asked you this. How can one know what is truth without experiencing it firsthand? Truth doesn't come from man. It comes from God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Who is God? He is the Creator of all and our Father. It's up to you to seek truth. We have been given a free will by God to make our own choices. We choose this world, which only provides us with temporary things and death, or we can choose God, who gives us love, peace, joy, happiness, and life that lasts forever. The last part of the parable of the sower in Matthew 13, verses 18 to 23, explains about one who receives truth. The other three parts are about people who still won't give up this world or tries to have both God and the world. If you have that feeling that you are missing something, or you are feeling empty and lonely inside, or you could be feeling depressed and not know why, Jesus can help you rid the emptiness, the loneliness, the depression that may be keeping you from living a happy and joyful life. Call on Jesus. Talk to him. He will listen because he loves you. The love and the blessings from God and Jesus are permanent, not like temporary happiness of the things that are a part of this world. Thank you for visiting with us. May God bless you, and always trust God.